For our second feature, Mike Hicks of Stalham Antique Gallery looks back at the old pub measures from days gone by. The article is read by Ian Robertson.
In the centuries before the early 20th century, the public house was a very different place from today. The sheer number of taverns in any town could be numbered in the hundreds, such was the demand. In cities such as Norwich, which in 1860 had something like 500 public houses, beer was being produced and consumed at an enormous rate to satisfy the demand. Most taverns had their beer stored in wooden casks or barrels in the cellar. Equipment such as pump to draw the beer to the bar didn't exist. No, you had to go down the steps to the cellar with the vessel to bring the supply up to the customers. Drinking vessels up to the late 19th century were usually pewter or pottery, less of these because of breakage. Pewter had been used for centuries prior and up to 1836. Up until this date, there had been no regulation as to the contents of the vessel you were drinking from, or the vessel which brought your beer to the bar. A pint may have only been, say, three quarters, but presumably, under the influence of previous drinks and the very poor lighting in the pub, you were not aware of this. From 1836, much to the annoyance of the unscrupulous landlord, vessels holding liquid had to be stamped by an excise officer, stating that each individual vessel held the stated amount, half a pint, one pint, one quart, etc. Smaller vessels were marked in gills. That's okay for smaller measures, but think of the large copper jugs that the barmaid had to bring the beer up from the cellar in. It seems that barmaids in those days were mighty strong. A 4-gallon beer jug can weigh around 15 to 20 pounds. However, the contents of 4 gallons weighs something like 40 pounds, so well over 50 pounds had to be carried up cellar steps, no mean feat. They must have had muscles like coconuts. Even wooden measures used to be used for dry measures, such as flour, corn, shrimps. These had to be marked, and usually the excise officer would brand them in with a hot iron. On most vessels, the verification mark was stamped into the metal. With large copper measures, it was a patch of lead fixed to the rim, and the mark was then punched into the soft lead. In the 19th and 20th century, inspections were carried out usually once a year. For the more dodgy landlords, it may be a bit more. More recently, you may have witnessed the excise officers at a filling station, checking that the machines are dispensing the correct measure. So, if it still goes on today, but not at the same rate as it was centuries ago. On Thursday, June the 27th, 1780, an unnamed public housekeeper was convicted and paid a 40-shilling fine for selling beer by retail and sending the same from his house in a quart measure, which, having a false bottom, did not hold more than 1.5 pints. In August 1859, the collector of excise informed the magistrates that there were 735 public houses and 43 beer shops in Norwich, a larger number than existed in any town in the kingdom of the same population.